fourth paragraph, the Mashir and fifth Mishnah. Reish Yod Adel Hatoicha. Yeah, there's also some type of bowl that the water from the roof drips into, and he tops him, but stops him in the future. When it fills up, so when it goes into it, it spritzes out of it some water, or overflows. All that water is not bechiyuta because he doesn't want that water. It's just in the kalkin. And the tall of the shofar, once he picked it up to pour it out, the shami on bechiyuta. The shami says that once you're involved in it, even though you intended to get rid of it, that's already enough to be machshir. That shows that you're interested in this water. But he said, "Well, bechiyuta, since your entire interest is only to get rid of it, it's not bechiyuta." And it was a tumbe that he didn't fill it up with water. Just the water came in by itself, and now he wants to get rid of it. So the difference is even more than that. The first case was he just put some bowl on the floor and happened to be that the rain came into, so there's no intent. He did not relate to this. Yeah, he did not relate to this as something that he wants to gather the water. But if he did it b'kavona, then yes, b'kavona that the water should drip into it. He tells about the Sham and the Sham says even the water that spritches out of it and overflows is all the Bechiyuta, because the second he put the bowl there for the purpose of gathering the water, all the water that comes out of it is considered water that is matched. He says, no, he wants the water inside of it, he doesn't want the water that spritches and overflows from it. Now tell the Shafra, he picked it up to pour it out. We should both be moida that is Bechiyuta. A person who's matvil the kelim, he's a table kelim, or he's washing his garments in a cave that is water in it. And mind shoyel the yodim b'chiyutan, the water that comes out in his hand, b'chiyutan, like we learned before, the sense when you put your water, you're holding something, and it's being toyful, it's your hand also goes into the water, so you had intent that the answer is going to get wet also. The raglav in b'chiyutan, then if you have to stand in it, then he's not interested in that because he doesn't really want to get his legs wet. He just had no choice. He says, that if it was impossible to get to the water without getting his feet into the water also, then that which is on his feet is also considered mind that is mashiv, which is mashiv, like Abu Tumah.